Previously on Going Digital.
Hey, remember that time I had like a Podsmith town? That was pretty cool.
It was very strange. Remember that time I got trapped in an elevator with my neighbor and when the door opened, everyone thought we had been making out during the power outage?
No, that is the first time I've heard that story. That's not a recap. That is new knowledge to me.
I think I did this wrong.
Oh. Hello, and welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon recap podcast, where I'm Shin Garrett.
And I'm Kit Kat.
What?
Okay.
You're
sure.
That's fine. Me.
I'll go with this. And this week, stuff happened in O2, and nothing happened in Atmon.
It's true. This week, we met a witch.
We did. Also known as Matrix Lady.
Ooh, I like that. That's a very good name for her, because she looks like she could be an extra.
I know, right? And hair powers are pretty cool.
I'm not gonna lie, hair powers are pretty sick.
Like, I wonder if you could, like, use those as needles at some point. They look like they'd be pretty pointy.
Yeah, but I'm also trying to figure out the entirety of hair plus evil equals living being?
Well, equals reanimation of Dark Towers?
Yeah, this is a little weird.
It's a weird, like, constrained power set, because you apparently you can't build the Dark Towers. You need to get someone to do that for you.
It's one of those things that makes me wonder. So I've always been weird about, alright, Digimon comes down to virus, data, vaccine. But then you start getting into other things like this guy can fly and like some of the stuff from the, what do you call it?
Oh, are we going to reference the Angelmon's powers only works on Dark Digimon?
Yeah, then we have those subtypes there, or there was more stuff in the WonderSwan game.
Yeah, and like Cyber Sleuth has like an elemental system on top of the virus vaccine data thing.
I've just never been entirely sure how the whole thing goes.
That's also true. Also, like not Kuwagamon is a virus type, so, I mean, wouldn't that be evil?
Yeah, you'd think so, but you don't have to be virus.
I guess that's true. Okay, we haven't talked about what this episode is yet or anything. This is episode 26 of O2. It's called United We Stand, or in Japanese, Jogress Evolution. Now, two hearts become one. Because DNA Digivolution is now a thing.
We are looking at Jogressu Shinka, Imo Kokoro o Hototsu ni.
Yeah, there we go. See, now I don't have to bring in the voice this week.
I know. That's why I was looking that up.
Yeah, this episode was probably pretty good. Like, this was good. I feel like even like that bad Davis episode would have been good in comparison to recap Batman. Which is
yeah.
A flat out lie. I take that back immediately.
I mean, there's a whole weirdness. But we'll get there, because right now we're gonna start with the fact that the kids are building a bridge.
They are. Oh, man. I wrote in my notes that there's an abridged joke somewhere in there. I couldn't make one.
That's true. I do not have nearly the knowledge to abridge this, so I'm just going to sum it up as Kamen Rider fights a witch.
Kind of? I mean, well, like, Stingmon's the Kamen Rider. I'm like, a half? I mean, I guess, like, if you really want to think about it, I guess that could be... You can make, like, a double comparison. Because, like, the guns would kind of be like Luna Trigger. The color scheme's all off for it, though.
Yeah, well. That's, you know, it's the Kamen Rider 1, Kamen Rider 2.
Wait, actually, is Impeldramon... Impeldramon's green and purple, right? That's, like, the colors of Cyclone Joker.
Yeah.
This is working out better than I thought it would.
See, this is what happens when I'm half asleep and start really rambling.
Oh, it's more... Blue and green, though. Well, okay, so that would be Trigger Cyclone.
Ta-da!
That checks out.
One of us should probably recap the plot. This is a very wildly off the rails episode.
I know. Well, I mean, you brought up Kamen Rider, and then I just was off. You want to tell me what happens in this episode?
I can absolutely do it. I can do it much under 60.
Okay, go.
Because this is the episode where Ken cannot figure out what he did while he was the Kaiser. However, a weird witch who throws hair around that turns the digital towers into some kind of evil Digimon decides to start taunting him, while Wormmon and later Davis will start telling him, hey, you know what? We could actually just work together, and you should maybe go on living rather than being a suicide crusader to try and fix your mistakes. As a result, his heart is awakened, and it turns his partner into some kind of Jogress evolution that combines the two of them. That's a very strange name. But by the end of the episode, nothing has happened because this is going to be one of those we evolved and it's time for the credits.
Yep, they do kind of just end on like, look at our CG budget, we got another set.
Okay, we spent some this week on the transformation, but then we can reuse it next week and that saves money.
It's going to be reused for the rest of the season.
Oh, I just mean, I guarantee that by ending on this one, that's another minute they didn't have to animate next week, and so that's how
that's
they
true.
Justified it.
That is true. Yeah, but like overall, even if they did this, it's a pretty decent episode.
Yeah.
I was pretty into it.
It's not bad. It's just one of those times where you're between main plots, so everything takes a while. There's a lot of filler.
Yeah, we're kind of in the Who is Matrix Lady.
Yep.
Which I think goes on for a while, if I recall. I don't know. I don't remember the back half of O2. I remember bits and pieces of O2.
That's okay, because O2 is going to remind us at length what happened in the first half by going, I'm sad because I was the Digimon Kaiser. Also, this woman will taunt me with the knowledge of the past over and over.
Right, but it was all a distraction game to keep me distracted from bringing the Crest of Kindness to my old base so it doesn't blow up, because that's what happens when you remove power sources from bases.
Yeah.
Like, but what can blow up if the power source is gone?
Well, maybe it was a stabilizing element for something else in there that's digi-radioactive.
Alright. I'll give you that.
I'm just pulling this out of my ass.
I do have a question, though, because the show doesn't super acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
I am undetermined if once the Ken stopped being the Digimon Emperor, which I assume the Dark Spore was exercised or whatever, did he lose being a genius? Like, is that less of a thing he has now?
He definitely doesn't have the confidence, so let's say that the Dark Spore is like the pills from Limitless.
I've never seen that. Would you say it's also like the symbiote scene from Spider-Man 3?
You know what? We can do that too. Yeah. It is definitely like the symbiote scene from Spider-Man 3.
Though, slightly off topic, Venom was pretty enjoyable.
I am going to end up seeing it, but I have not as of yet.
I think it's pretty fun.
I think I am amused by the fact that I have been told the post-credit scene has the worst wig of the year.
Huh. I don't remember that part. Really, like, the second one was the one to stay for, because it has, like, a 5-minute Into the Spider-Verse short.
Ooh, yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm definitely going to see that one.
I mean, I hope they put in Toy Spider-Man. I want it so much.
Spider Ham is in the film. I think you're going to get some.
Maybe, like, I mean, Leopardon was in, like, the comic that's based off of, so,
yeah,
you know, fingers crossed. Also not Digimon, only in the vague sense that Ryo exists, and that would kind of be a Ryo thing, just popping up in different universes.
That's true. What would Into the Digiverse look like?
It would look like Kamen Rider Decade, but with Ryo.
That's true.
like, I'm convinced, like, that that is just a thing, and Bandai should make it happen.
Yeah, I think you've got me there.
Or like, I might have to, like, become unlazy and write fanfic myself, and please, Bandai, don't make me do that.
And meanwhile, somewhere, Itotsu Bandai the Third is going, yes, yes.
Yeah, so, Digimon.
Yeah.
Wait, we were talking about Digimon mostly. So, this Digimon.
Yeah, a Minotaur tries to destroy a bridge, which is weird, because those guys are usually all about weird masonry.
Right? Aren't they normally for, like, also defending bridges?
Yep, and or labyrinths. If you give a Digimon or a Minotaur a maze,
You know, we did that back in Season 1, but it was a Centaurmon that got it, not a Minotaurmon.
There's a mistake. Those guys are just supposed to have a time freeze power.
You know.
It's a Mega Man 6 joke.
Oh, I don't remember Mega Man 6.
Centaur Man was the Flash Man equivalent of that game.
Oh, that seems silly.
Mega Man 6 was a game where the plot was a world's robot tournament got hijacked. So one of the world's robots was Centaur Man. He lived in ruins.
But Fletch, that is like one of the best plots I've heard for a Mega Man game.
It's actually really good, even if it gives us the unfortunately named Tomahawk Man.
I mean, that's pretty G Gundam.
It basically is, yeah.
And, you know, G Gundam is good. Don't listen to those naysayers that say otherwise.
I have still never seen it.
It's good, Fletch.
I will work on seeing it.
You should.
After I finish a lot of other things.
That's fair. Okay, so there's a bridge, and Mentormon shows up. They find out it's a dark whatever, and they kill it.
Yeah, they hit it with one attack, and all of a sudden it's like, that doesn't have internal organs. That has internal whatever stone this is made.
Digi-Sibian? I'm trying to merge Digi and Obsidian, and it's not working.
Yeah, you just created a Digi-Sibian, which is a sex toy.
Oh. Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Nothing good comes out of it.
Oh,
something does come on top of it. Which Digimon would you base the Digi-Sibian on?
I don't even know what I was referring to, and I would prefer to stay innocent.
Okay. But it's worth a Sibian is a very tame toy as far as things go.
I will take your word for it.
Okay.
This is sometimes a PG-13 podcast.
Since I'm the one doing the notes, I will put a very safe for work link in when we get there.
Okay. So eggs are maybe sentient now in the digital world? Or the digi-metal eggs? Digi-mentals? They're sentient now, apparently?
I was going to say, we know the digi-eggs have been sentient. We've had a guy run a restaurant twice.
That's true. The metal ones, though.
That's true. That guy wasn't metal. He was just old Hollywood.
Oh, man. What if his Digivolution form is just metal? They've done that. That could be a thing.
Holy crap, I'm Chrome!
Anyway, because Team Davis is like, hey, Ken's not awful. We should have Ken around more.
Yes. And also, Izzy is there for about 2 seconds.
Yeah, Izzy is, like, doing computer things, and he's like, oh, man, there's all this negative energy. You gotta check out this negative energy, guys.
Yep.
I think this might be the first time negative energy has come up.
It is news to me.
I could have just conveniently forgot.
Let's say it has debuted this week, because it's mid-season.
That's true. Yeah, we are pretty much mid-season.
Yep.
So they gotta go check that out. And Dave's is still like, you know, Ken, we should maybe ask him to see what's up. But no,
meanwhile, Ken
don't.
Has a weird, awkward breakfast, where a witch appears on his computer.
Is it a breakfast? I thought it was like a snack. Because, like, there's the shot where it cuts to, like, Ken being, you know, extremely edgy and emo, I guess. He's like, oh, I must take down all these dark towers myself to atone for what I have done, etc., etc. And then we cut back to him later, and he's like, hey, Stingmon, like, are you sure you're good? You've kind of done a lot. Maybe we should go, like, eat. And then it shows just, like, a desert of dark towers just, like, destroyed.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably where you should go eat. Yeah. I always take a lunch break after I have ruined a whole field of rubble.
Yeah, I mean, you work up the appetite from destroying all the dark towers. And you know, Digivolution runs on food.
That's true. We have established this is a thing. The hunger meter is a stat.
Yep.
How much of that do you think was tied to the fact that those toys existed?
Probably most of it.
I guess I don't know at what point they moved away from the Tamagotchi spinoff stuff, though.
So. Yeah, I don't know either, actually. I could see that, though. I mean, it was like a thing in, like, Digimon World 1, too. But so was pooping, so...
Yeah, but poop is a sentient part of this universe.
No, the pink poop.
Oh, okay.
The actual poop. Yeah, in Digimon World 1, you have to take your Digimon to toilets. Real thing, not making this up.
Take your Digimon to poop day.
Yeah, kind of. Digimon 1's a really weird game.
I have heard that. Isn't that the dungeon crawler?
No, that's Digimon World 2.
Okay, then I don't know anything about Digimon.
Yeah, Digimon World 1 is like, it's basically like a weird Tamagotchi sim.
Oh.
Yeah, but Digimon World 2 is like the weird roguelike, here's a Digitank.
Okay, yeah, I have seen that one in motion.
Yeah. That's pretty cool if you like, you know, if you like roguelike dungeon crawly things.
I do.
It's kind of got like a splash of Pokemon too, because you can like capture Digimon by throwing skateboards at them.
I'm just sorry, I was just imagining that you just chucked a skateboard at a guy, it hits him in the face and he goes, wow, you're radical to the extreme. I must join you.
I'm pretty sure skateboards are for virus-type Digimon. So in the early game, you're just like tossing skateboards at like dummy Debimons.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I think Digimon World 2 is sweet.
This does sound like a thing I might have.
So before sidetrack about weird video games. What was it? Oh, yeah, Ken's eating snacks or whatever, and then is
shows up. Yeah.
Yeah, Witch shows up and is taunting him. And that's gonna happen for a while.
Bark back with like the other dog.
They did do that. Spin around three times and bark like a dog. And then the other kids are going back to the area that Izzy told them to go to, which happens to be the Digimon Emperor's base. And they're like, oh man, there's going to be a big explosion. We need the Crest of Kindness to fix things, because I was talking about the Crest of Kindness earlier in this episode.
Clearly that is the one that we...
Yeah. Well, that was the one that like Dave's just like, but it was talking to me. And I'm like, all right, fine, sure, whatever you say, buddy. So they're emailing Ken, and Ken isn't picking up his emails because... he might just not actually have a D-terminal. No, wait, yeah, he does. They showed it last episode.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I didn't see one, but that would explain it.
No, yeah, he actually does. Like, he doesn't have any digi-eggs to put in it, but whatever, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Plot holes don't matter. So then, because this is the 2000s and cell phones are not super common yet, Izzy calls Ken's house and Wormmon picks up.
Yeah, that is a cute scene. Hello, this is, you know, Ken can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message. Is this an answering machine? No, this is a Digimon.
And then he's like, oh, are you Ken's Digimon? Things are about to blow up. Can I talk to him?
Yeah. And that's, you know, a good reason to talk to someone. If things are about to blow up at my work, I will take the call.
That's true. I mean, same. So then Ken figures it out. He's like, oh, you were just trying to keep me here so I couldn't fix the thing. And off I go. Yep. And then off he goes.
And then there's an evolution and the episode ends.
Pretty much. Well, they come up. Yeah, and then Dave's is like, or Ken is like, you should leave. I will do this on my own. I will noble sacrifice myself. But then Davis takes a school from the ties rules of friendship and slaps Ken. And he's like, no, we're not doing that. We're gonna pull something out of our ass and win, just like in the good old days. And then they DNA digivolve.
And then 10 years out from this, Naruto happens.
Yeah. So Davis is the Naruto in this case, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then Ken is the Sasuke. Is this what we're going with?
100%, yeah.
Okay.
Which means that Ken's older brother is clearly the one who destroyed his village.
Okay. I'm into it.
Yes.
But what about the rest of the O2 kids? Now that we're here, we need to... Everybody else needs to be... So I guess Yoli would have to be Sakura, because Sakura and Sasuke get married, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What couple? TK and Kairi. There's no generational thing until Boruto, so I can't really make a thing fit there.
Yeah. I'm glad that you just instantly went to the incest thought, though.
Yeah. Oh, is little wiener kid not named Ty the one with the weird hat?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I have, like, a very vague amount of Naruto knowledge.
No, I meant the one on Tichimon. Wiener kid with the hat. He dresses in yellow and green this season.
No, that's TK.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. TK and Ty, they're both two-letter names.
No, Ty's a three-letter name.
Oh, T-A-I. I always thought it was T-Y.
No, it's T-A-I.
I've never seen it spelled out. That would explain that.
Yeah, he's the one with the spiky hair.
Gotcha.
He slaps Matt a bunch. That's how they're friends.
Now everyone is going to think I'm Jeremy Greer incest expert, because that's where my brain went.
I'm just going to leave that. Did I have something else? I don't remember at this point. Angelmon appeared for like a second and he got wrecked.
That means he's Rock Lee.
Man, I think Rock Lee is better than that.
I remember where I got to in Naruto. He got clowned on a lot because his body was always going to be crippled or something.
Yeah, because, like, isn't he always opening up forbidden chakras? And, like, there's a reason they're forbidden, bro.
Yeah. And then there's your girl, Gaara, who is whatever Sandman is on that show.
But isn't Gaara a boy?
Is Gaara a boy?
I'm like 90% sure.
I'm terrible at telling genders on those things.
Okay, that's fair.
I know Nidus because that's my main, and that's about it.
I mean, Nidus could really go either way.
That's true. I was just having a discussion with someone with... Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the Warframe and not the Naruto character.
Yeah, I know there's... Okay. I know there's a Gaara on that one. That was... why I said your girl Gaara.
Okay, yes. Running joke. Okay, yes. That would be proper for Warframe. That would be incorrect for Naruto.
Yeah, I remember that guy. That sand guy was a dude.
Yeah, they're both sand guys too. Go figure.
Carried a big jug of sand.
Yes.
Bug jug of sand.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we're done with O2, right?
I think... so.
All right. That means it's time for Atmon, episode 26. Yeah. Yep. I am the protagonist, encounter with Gatchimon. Boku ga Shinjuku? Gatchimon to no Deiai.
This was a recap episode. I didn't even take notes for it because I've seen it all already.
Yeah. It's cute because while it's reused footage, any new dialogue is just done by paper cutouts over the old footage.
Right, which is what they do at the end of the episode when they do, like, the, what's the Digimon of the day or whatever.
Hey, you're right. I never realized that before. So they cheaped out even further because they already had these little sprites.
Yeah, so the reasoning for this, though, which I think I brought up last time, was Appmon was moving to a new, more popular time slot.
So they made sure everyone was caught up on what was happening.
Yes, so this join. Was the first episode in that time slot to catch everybody up. Oh, you know what we forgot? There was a new insert song in O2. It's really good. There's a new ending theme. It's pretty good.
I did realize that I did not recognize the parade of things in the ending. So, cool.
Yeah, it spoils everything.
Oh, well, thank God I was watching it at 5x speed.
There's also a new Appmon opening and a new Appmon ending, which also proceeds to spoil everything.
Shit, I skipped it because I just wanted to get into the action, so I do not know that one. I'm really bad as a host.
The new Appmon opening, I don't think, is as good as the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The ending is fine. I don't really remember it right now, so it's probably fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this episode is just a giant catch-up episode to catch people up to be ready to watch stuff. So Fletch, as this episode is pretty much made for you, because I think you've seen a episode of Appmon.
Two, but yes.
Two. How did this catch you up? Do you feel caught up?
Well, let me see if I can sum up the plot of Appmon so far. So, you have to realize that at this point, there are 7 super apps which need to be discovered. They are the app codes. They will be used to fight against an AI that sits in the dark web called Leviathan. And as a result, everyone is looking for these. All 7 have finally been located, and it does something. But it did something and then undid something, and as a result, that's where we're sitting at now, is we're not really sure where that's going. However, our heroes just came back from the dark web, which is good, because I'm actually not sure why they were there. Because they didn't really clear that up.
They were there to... That's where Leviathan is.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't really clear that up in the episode. Ah. Anyway, I think that's it. That is what it caught me up on.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, there were 7 codes. They got them. It made a Dantemon. Dantemon got turned into stone, and they went to the dark web.
Yep.
The end.
Oh, also, there's a good AI.
Yeah, well, yeah, so there's Minerva, and then Leviathan broke off from Minerva and is the evil one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I pretty much have nothing to say about this because it was a recap episode.
That's true. So, since I'm playing Cat this week and that makes you the guest host, what segment do you want to be the guest host?
You're not me.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but okay.
Yep.
We should do the segment, what is Fletch going to do for Halloween?
Well, you see, Halloween is coming, so...
It is.
I have multiple Halloween-based traps laid for you.
Oh, do you? Yes. You might even be doing it without me here.
I know. That's the best part, is this is going to be a very wild month due to hosting schedules.
Oh, man, it sure is.
Which is why I'm doing the editing for the background this month.
Oh, man, that's so sweet.
Yes.
It's like the best gift.
But it also means...
Yup, sure is.
But see, the best part is you haven't heard the music drop yet.
No, I haven't, because we're doing it live.
That's why this is going to be great.
Oh, man.
We really have nothing to discuss on this episode, which is why we're just stalling. Do we just want to make it an easy call this week?
There's bound to be something, because I feel like we were all over for O2. There's got to be some Digimon content somewhere.
All right. So, at what point do we discuss the last Wonder Swan game?
We discussed them all. We just only played the first one.
No, we had one left.
No, I thought we did that in the second part.
I was pretty sure you guys told me to wait on one because it was more relevant. This is nuts.
We haven't gotten into the last one. That one doesn't take place until after O2, or maybe it takes place at the same time. It's not. It doesn't really matter once you're outside of space-time.
Yeah, we definitely did not do Brave Tamer.
Oh, what's Brave Tamer?
After the end of the last game, Ryo is wakened by Monomadramon in a primitive jungle, and he takes him to confer with ENIAC, the first electronic computer.
I'm pretty sure we talked about this, actually.
Did we? I feel like I would have remembered that.
Yeah, because it ends with him getting his dimensional powers.
I will look that up here and go see what we're on that episode, because I swear we did something during the recording where you're like, don't go ahead, Fletch, because this is wild, but it takes place during O2 or something.
I don't think it takes place during O2. That doesn't sound right.
I'll figure it out.
But
I
maybe
definitely don't remember ENIAC, first computer.
I remember that, but maybe I was just reading ahead.
All right.
Because like the one before, it was like the tournament arc.
Yeah. Yeah, the tournament arc and the weird split worlds.
Well, the split worlds was before the tournament arc. Because the tournament arc starts with Ken being in his dark spore phase, which, I mean, unclear how that kind of works out with O2.
I mean, that's just what we call any teenager these days when they have a goth thing. It's their dark spore phase. As opposed to 10 years ago when a dark spore phase meant you were being disappointed by EA. Hey-oh!
Oh. I kind of think that game is pretty okay.
Well, now it's impossible to play because they've shut off the servers.
I thought they found a way to get around that.
You can't legally play it. Let's put it that way.
But, like, it's in my Steam account.
Yeah, but it won't do anything.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah, there's no longer activation, so. Pretty sure it's no longer.
DRM is a mistake.
It's true.
Online-only games are also a mistake.
Yeah, it's no longer for sale. So, let's go off of that into, if you could remove one Digimon from sale, who would it be?
If I could remove one Digimon?
Yeah. Who are you going to shut down with your magic DRM powers?
Like, I feel like I could save this podcast a lot of trouble if I just removed Black War Greymon.
All right. You went with a much more mature answer than I did.
Why? What were you going to remove?
I was going to remove the poop one and see if the digital world falls apart.
That's fair.
Numamon is now erased from all of Digimon continuity. What happens?
Man. Seriously, can we park for a second and talk about, like, Bandai's bad choices with only ever wanting to do animation with the Adventure Kids anymore?
I mean, there's going to have to be another series after Teen Angst Tri-Sequel, right?
I don't know. Like, I don't even know how Tri-Teen Angst Sequel is going to work out, because, like,
yeah, all we've seen
Tri kind of falls apart at the end.
So I don't know anything about Tri beyond Right Stuff keeps trying to sell me the Blu-rays.
Like, the first, like, maybe half of Tri is good, and, like, there's the best 5 minutes of Digimon ever in it.
Oh, right, I did also make that loss edit out of the trailer. So that happened, too. I know that much.
Right. I don't
did
know,
I
just, like,
you that someone was using that elsewhere on the internet? Someone who I did not know, which means that I have created a meme that outlived me? It's terrifying.
But you're still alive.
Am I? It's Halloween.
Are you digital now? Are you Fletchmon?
God, I hope not.
Is that your OC?
Oh shit, I do need to finish the OC. Oh shit. Oh, so yeah, that's a story I can now tell on this recording. So, in preparation for it being October when the Forbidden OC is allowed to come out, I decided I was going to get some art commissioned of the character, just, you know, for old time's sake. And I went to a friend who, reminder, will do lewd commissions. And I described this character, and she refused to draw it on the grounds that this seems distasteful.
Okay, to be fair, like, your OC wasn't lewd. It was awful in other ways.
I know, but I just found it incredibly funny that she will take filthy commissions, but she will not take my terrible Digimon OC because it is just impure.
That makes me smile.
Yeah. That's a very good story I've been saving for this podcast.
I don't even know where to go from there, honestly.
Yeah.
It's just like... That's something special.
Anyway, Colin Capman is dead. Long live Colin Capman.
Just shaking my head.
Yep. That's okay. I snuck a reference to it into your other podcast, and that was all I needed.
You did, and I didn't cut it because it's in the timeline now.
I know. You were so upset, and no one's going to get it because three people ever listened to that episode.
Okay, I guarantee you more than three people have listened to that episode.
That's true.
It's been around for a while now. Like, do you remember the number of this episode? I can look up some stats on this.
I mean, it would be a year ago because it was October.
Well, that doesn't super help me.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What? Okay. Definitely wasn't Knife of Digi, but that I didn't realize I used that title so recently.
Digi is a pretty good title.
Yeah, that's a reference to Matt's band and Try.
Ah, okay.
It's supposed to be Knife of Day, and then Ty makes a joke calling it Knife of Ramen. Or Ramen of Day, one of the two.
That's a... Sorry. Yeah. Toilet Knife, the band. Do you have a toilet knife?
I don't.
I didn't know that was a thing until recently, and then I heard a lot of... Yeah, I've got a toilet knife.
Oh, shit. I was like, what is that? And then you started talking about it. I'm like, oh, no, someone has told me about this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's incredibly... We should probably say what it is for anyone who's confused at home.
Can we not?
Do
you think it was the Restrain My Digivolution episode? That seems like an episode you would have been on.
Yeah. Please restrain. Then bye. That is still a joke that makes me giggle just over how incredibly juvenile it is.
Pretty much. Man, there's some good titles in the past. What happened to my title skills?
Speaking of weird titles, did I tell you that I work with a woman whose name in our system is Hentai Hancock? That's what she's listed as in payroll.
In payroll?
In payroll, yeah.
I didn't know you could joke around in payroll like that.
I don't know if that's not her real name. That's what her checks go to.
This episode's really weird.
So it is really weird. It's because we're doing a clip show and a weird transition episode.
Should we spoil the 100th episode surprise?
We should. Let's just get that out of the way now so we're locked into it.
Okay, true. I do have to finish getting people for it.
Mm-hmm.
But... what we are going to do, against better judgment, is I'm going to run a tabletop roleplay session using a Digimon rule set that was linked to me, which is a hack based on something. I don't have it up right now.
Is it Apocalypse World?
It might be Apocalypse World.
Okay, cool. That gives me some grounding.
I can just look it up and tell you right now, actually.
Yeah, do tell me what the system is. That's the only thing I'm wondering.
Yeah, let me see here.
And that's how we're going to do the OCs this year.
That is how we're going to do the... But if I'm... If I'm GMing it, though, I don't get to do anything.
You clearly get to have a stand-in NPC.
I mean, according to the rules, I technically control all Digimon.
Nice.
Nope, it's a hack from 1% sign ER, the Outlaw Motorcycle game.
Hmm, okay. I'm going to have to look this one up.
Yeah, I can shoot you the rules again. It's been updated, too. The last update was maybe a month ago.
Nice, all right.
But yeah, I was reading through it. It looks pretty fun.
Yeah, there is... There has been a lot of back and forth over if I am going to be allowed in this. I have to abide by certain rules after last year.
What? No, I didn't. I did not apply any rules. You applied them to yourself, and I agreed that they were a good idea.
No, I'm sorry. You did apply the rules when you said my OC cannot be either a puppet or a gun, at the very least, because I took that down.
But there's a Digimon that is a puppet, and there's a Digimon that is a gun.
Yeah, but you said my OC couldn't be. I think you're just worried about another quadriplegic football.
Yes, I am. 100%.
I promise I will be in good taste this year.
Good, because you have to roleplay it.
That's true. Yeah, just dropping that bomb and leaving is no longer an option.
You are stuck with your choices now.
But
yeah, we'll be putting together a all-star cast of people to come on and enjoy this train wreck.
And it's going to be a thing.
I think I have to like confirm with the other people. I believe I'm going to ask Chris and Rachel to come on. So if they're listening to this, if they're caught up with my podcast,
they're not.
They're henceforth invited.
They're not. You know it.
I know.
They're going to hear this 5 months after we've recorded it.
And then I think I'm going to have Evan on, actually, because Evan hasn't been on a proper Going Digital episode yet.
Nice. All right.
The only one he was on, and we were talking about this the other day, was our very first April Fool's episode. Where we brought in stand-ins for ourselves.
Yes, I remember that one. It was what led to my weird one this year.
Yes.
I've got to start planning for the next April Fool's episode.
Oh, man, that's true. It's only like 6 months away.
I know. I'm halfway there. Oh, living in prayer.
God damn it. I pause and like, should I make this joke? But then you did it for me.
I absolutely had to steamroll on ahead with that one.
That's fair. So yeah, that is what we're going to do for the 100th episode. I thought about finding some way to do the Digimon card game, but that doesn't translate to audio super well.
No. Ha! A Digivolve. It turned aside.
There might be a stream at some point in like Tabletop Sim or something to make that a thing.
You know, I can check. I still have that installed.
I know there's definitely Digimon card games in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting the people to do it. What I wanted to do is I wanted to get the other Digimon podcasts and have a Digimon podcast card game tournament.
Okay, what? Hold on. I typed in Digimon Tabletop Simulator Workshop. There are 9 items. The first 7 are all various versions of Digimon card game that I presume were official. Then there's one that's Pokemon card game. It's like, okay, that I suppose someone would tag that weirdly. And then there's one where it is a picture of Danny DeVito's head under the words Bunko, a game about Jenga.
Hang on. One tabletop. I might screenshot that. That might be the cover art for this episode.
Oh, please make that the cover. It's already square even. Oh my god. That's Nicolas Cage off to the side, too.
Digimon. Alright, there are no... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then Seth Rogen's right there too.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have our episode art. For all of you who looked at the art this week and went, what the fuck happened here? Now you have context.
I'm looking at the screenshots. What the fuck is this game?
I didn't even click through. Let's see. Oh. The pizza is a thing.
The one thing it shows, like, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Digimon, Uno card. What? The
yeah.
Subscribe.
This rules. We are absolutely... I think we have a filler episode as a result. Oh my.
Oh, no. Wait, there's credits for like the actual things he's using. That's why Digimon showed up, because there's a link to it in there.
Game about.
All right. Well, I don't think we can top anything else at this point.
Yeah, I think we're good there. So, do we have anything we want to cover before we go? Plugs, etc.
I mean, just the regular stuff. This is, you can find Going Digital : A Digimon Rewatch Podcast on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com, where there are links to all of the cool things. There's a Twitter at the Riceball, or at Riceball_FM, which I never update for the Digimon episodes and only update for the Kamen Rider episodes, because I'm not biased at all, I swear.
Well, you've got to push the new show.
Yeah, I got to push the new show, which is Journey Through the DekaCast. You should listen to it. There's an episode that came out today, and we're recording this. Those come out Saturdays. Journey Through
the DekaCast is the Roman Reigns of podcasting.
Is it? Wait, is that a bad thing?
No, it means it's the hot young star getting a push.
Oh, I thought everybody hated Roman Reigns, though.
That was the secret joke. I did not know you were aware enough of wrestling context for that. I was going to try and slip it by you.
Yeah, I caught on.
Damn.
I know things. I know about them young bucks and them clubs of bullets.
And also the New Day.
No, I don't know about that one.
How do you not know the guys who do anime cosplay and have the Final Fantasy music as an entrance theme at times?
Oh, are those three guys? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, those are the ones. Okay, I was going to say, I know you've seen them just from being on the internet and anime Twitter.
I'm not like super on anime Twitter, though. It's kind of a blessing.
I feel like you're on anime Twitter enough that you would have seen three dudes come out in Saiyan armor at WrestleMania.
I did see that. That's so... Yeah, no, that just checks out completely.
Don't you dare be sour. It's a New Day, yes it is.
Okay. Do you have anything you need to plug?
I do not have anything that has launched at this time, so...
I mean, I know that's not true. I know you launched a thing.
I launched a thing this past week?
Didn't you launch that Ava thing?
Oh, yeah, Boku no Stop exists. I am, as a white dude who is in his 30s, podcasting about Evangelion with two other white dudes in their 30s. It is easily one of the biggest editing disasters I've ever had to do as a podcasting host.
Hey, Fletch, can I guest on the DDR episode?
We have already recorded it, or I would say yes.
Oh, damn, what's another, like, good... Did you do the one with the power outage?
Yes, we just did that.
God damn it.
Next week, we are doing the clip show and...
Nope, pass. Hard pass.
Yeah, we do them in two episode blocks, so...
Man. Okay, so I've already named, like, my two favorite episodes, probably.
Yeah, they're early on in the series.
That must be why I remember those my favorite, because my eyes glaze over... When I watched the rest. Yeah. So the last time I watched Evangelion was in a day, in just a sitting.
The last time I did the whole series was, yeah, I did all of them in one sitting, including both movies. Because this was long before Rebuild came out, and it was when I last had the Platinum Edition, which, thanks to my lovely wife Faye, who you've heard on earlier editions, who kept the Platinum Editions after I sold my copy. Oh, thank
you. I also
God.
Have the Platinum Edition as well.
Well, that's good, because those were the last time those were ever in print.
Yeah, that's why print media is greater than streaming, because when licenses are lost, like Crunchyroll losing the most of their Ultraman licenses, you still have your copy.
Yeah, I've been on an anime buying spree again, so
it is worth owning the stuff that you like.
I almost bought bootlegs of Gridman.
Of like
the original.
Of the original?
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the only way to... Oh, well, there's subs out now you can get.
Yeah.
I own the two sets of the Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
I need to revisit that, especially with the Tim Curry dubbing.
Oh, man. So in the new anime, Funny's doing the dub.
Mm-hmm.
And for Kilocon, they basically just told the guy, do your best Tim Curry.
Yes! I need to watch that. I've been thinking about signing up for Verve just because it covers both anime streams.
I've been thinking about switching over my Crunchy to Verve because I don't use their shipping like service too much anymore, so it might be a net gain.
Yeah, I've never ordered things from them.
I did a couple times because there's some good deals on some stuff.
I have right stuff for that.
That's fair.
Also, I discovered this weekend that the Ava gag manga has ended, so the final volume should be shipping to me any day now.
Neat.
Yeah. And there we go. I tied my plug back into my plug.
There you go.
Cursively plugged.
You know what? I will leave it to you. Pick which episode you think I would best guest on and have me on for that.
All right. I will absolutely find that with the other host who is aware of the show, because we have one host who is going into the series blind.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Matt has never seen Evangeline. He knows like two details from memes.
That's super
and
sweet.
He doesn't know the context.
That's super sweet.
Yeah, it's real fun, especially as the both... I keep pissing off Chris. Hey, Matt, if you are somehow listening to this episode, which I don't know if you do, jump ahead about a minute. Yeah, I keep referring to the fact that there's only one good character in the series, and it's Kaworu, and Chris gets mad at me every time.
You're a monster.
He is! He's the only good person! And it's the fact that I say he's the only good person that sets him off.
He's super fun in the when he's in Super Robot Wars.
Kaworu is easily my favorite character in that franchise, and I'm glad the spinoff media leans in on having fun with him.
Man, you should just have me on to talk about Ava in the context of Super Robot War games, so I can explain how like the Mazinger pilot and like the Getter pilot make Shinji a hot-blooded hero by the end of the game.
You know what? I will discuss that. Maybe we'll make that another patron bonus episode, because we already did one based off of the Ava spinoffs, and it was Shin Godzilla.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Man, that movie's so good.
It is.
Man, like, the second half of the first Gridman episode feels very reminiscent of Shin Godzilla. It's really good.
Yeah, I need to get on watching that.
You should watch the second episode's out today.
Nice. Then I'll make that a weekend goal. Catching up.
Yes, catch up while it's still short.
Yes. Same with Zio, which I guessed it on an episode of Going on the Decacast.
That's true.
Journey through the Decacast.
Yeah.
Going on the Decacast. We're just going to make every show on the Raceball Network Going X.
Yeah, we got to record another one of those.
Yeah, tell me when you need one.
I can do that. Anyway, I think at this point we've rambled on for long enough.
Yes, at this point our plug segment is longer than the Atmon description.
That's fine.
I know.
So. I don't have a haiku. The Digivolution will not be recapped.
And stop.
All right, that's fine. Okay, I thought that was just you trying to be me, honestly. Yeah. You're Fletch, right? That's who you are? Okay, cool. We can probably stop now. Oh, okay. Well, you should just keep this bit in where I'm just talking to you when I'm still recording and you're not. Okay, awesome. I'm stopping now, though.